All righty, good morning. 8:48, Brock Hunter, the morning. Lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Oh, excuse me.
I don't like your impression of me.
Hey, morning. I like your impression of me.
Rude.
That's rude. No, you don't talk like that too much.
Too much?
Yeah, every once in a while, you'll get kind of like that. You get kind of that nasally, whiny girl voice.
Okay.
Once in a while.
All right.
Usually when you want something. Like, please, me.
At least you don't have a deep voice.
That's true.
I know a girl with like the Allstate voice. How you doing?
Oh,
jeez, lady.
No.
Oh, wow. You have a deep voice.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that, I think of American Pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You have a deep voice.
Are you in good hands? Like, not now.
Come here and give mama some sugar.
Jesus, God.
You know what the crazy thing? She's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got that deep voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you do have a deeper woman's voice.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
I mean, compared.
I've always had like kind of a, you know.
Because what's worse?
Between a guy and a girl voice. I just don't have a high-pitched, girly girl voice.
What's worse? A very deep voice for a girl or like that valley high-pitched?
Oh, the valley high-pitched.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh.
Just always sounds, and ladies, I'm sorry if you got that voice, but it sounds like you're whining
the
time.
Just don't talk.
Don't talk. Sign language is a great option. We can text now.
I think we know a girl like that.
Yeah.
You can hear her from blocks. Block.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then they do that vocal fry too. God.
Hi. Oh my God. So good to see you.
Conversation's Jesus. Over.
You know what, though? I do talk like that. You know who, too?
Huh.
My dogs.
Yeah.
I do talk in a very high pitch, like, oh my gosh, you're so cute.
And to kids, too. Yeah, you do. You do.
I do.
I think
it's
a natural reaction.
Please, God, take me now.
Yeah. She's like, hi, puppies. And Brock, give me something to eat. It's like, Jesus. For God's sakes, lady. Talk to me like the dogs, I guess.
Even the dogs are like, ugh.
Ugh, God.
Hey.
Ugh. Stop it. That's why bears scared all the
like,
time.
Don't you know dogs are sensitive to high pitch?
Exactly. You're just scaring them. You got nothing, do you?
Mm-mm.
All right, let's do dumb vocabulary.
That's what I'm waiting for.
You're giving us nothing.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, the Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency. He's got home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance.
He's
Chris,
got it all.
Chris. Go see it, man. You need to be insured. Chris Thompson has you insured. What?
Has you covered.
Did I hurt your ear?
No, I just had an itchy ear.
Oh, okay.
Ew. Yeah.
Wax.
Do you clean them?
No.
Dude, you got to get those. I got those ear thingies. You've seen. I brought them in before. And they got two ends. And one end looks like a little, I don't know, you can't even describe it. But
okay.
It exfoliates.
Oh,
you really get it.
He talks about these all the time.
Because they're amazing.
They're just ear cleaners.
You know how dirty our ears are, too, because of our headphones right?
Yeah. The more you wear headphones, the dirtier.
Especially the in-ear ones.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those old ones. You know how many heads those have been on, Kiki?
Stop it.
You probably got some weird.
Are you serious?
You got some weird ear disease.
Is this the headphones that you allow all the guests to wear?
Yeah.
All the randos.
And those
that
have
come
been
here
at the station for God knows how long.
My God, your ears are glowing.
Yeah. Gross.
What's the dumb vocabulary for today?
Your dumb vocabulary for today is, I'm just going to randomly close. Tell me when to stop.
Stop. In the middle, right there.
Crotch explosion.
Oh, no.
Jeez, dude. Can we do this
one?
Crotch explosion.
It's one of two things. It's either very happy or very sad.
Crotch explosion.
You're either getting a foot to the Weibos.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with that one.
Well, you're having a great time.
Crotch explosion.
I mean, is that just whenever you relieve? Oh, I'm sad that I have to say this.
No, go on. What are you going to say?
No, I don't like it. I'm going to go with someone kicks you in the
area. Do the other one and say it slow.
Yeah, real slow. Get right up on that mic.
Is it
very breathy. Very breathy.
Is it when you relieve yourself? How do you say it?
Hey.
It's spontaneous combustion of orgasmic nature.
Oh, I like the way that you said that. That sounds clean.
Yeah. This is a clean show. When have I ever said anything inappropriate in Dumb Vocabulary?
Say it again. What is it?
It is a spontaneous combustion of orgasmic nature.
Oh,
example.
Spontaneous combustion.
Wife's been gone for a week. Can't wait for the crotch explosion.
Crotch explosion.
Crotch explosion.
Yes, that's exactly it. Nice. It's just spontaneous. She'll walk in the door, pow!
Oh, my gosh.
Or like when Kiki sees me do some manual labor. She has a crotch explosion every single time.
It's true.
Just ruining
it's
jeans.
It's true. I like, I like a hard worker.
Pop that top, I'm all sweaty, crotch explosion. Yep. Lift something heavy, crotch explosion.
Every time.
Mow the lawn, crotch explosion.
Hard work, that's what does it for
that's right.
me.
That's
right. Yeah.
I like a man that's not lazy.
You have crotch explosions? Just say it
like
once.
Right now in the studio, it's dead.
Oh, whatever.
It's dead.
It's dead.
Unlike every other woman listening right now. Sorry, ladies. Sorry about the crotch explosion you're having right now.
No,
my
not.
Bad.
They're not.
Didn't mean to.
Promise you they're not.
Shut up.
Rock 107.